I think the first thing that we must acknowledge is that the SADC, as well as the EAC, the Eastern African Community, had been engaged in this process of the DRC, and that it is has been an ongoing thing spanning almost the last 60 years. The DRC has never been at peace. But what is most important is to note that the Eastern African Community was earlier involved in this exercise of trying to bring peace and to keep peace in the DRC. And its mandate was very clear. It was a political process as well as a military process. The political process was centered around bringing the warring partners to a negotiating table to address the social and political issues that are at the heart of the crisis in the DRC. The second part was about military intervention. And military intervention here was not an engagement in war. It was more about trying to keep peace and to ensure that the soldiers on both sides are not engaged in a full-scale war. But that process by the Eastern African Community was derailed by the fact that it coincided with the need for the DRC to go through elections. So it was almost a suspension. But at the same time, there were some people who felt that that intervention was not useful or effective, hence the idea of a SADC coming into the picture. So SADC follows closely after the Eastern African Community suspended its engagement. And that engagement was led by the president of Kenya, Uhuru Kenyatta. Now, with SADC coming in, we saw an escalation instead of a de-escalation of the conflict within the DRC. But right now, with the M23 having decided that it will abide by the calls for ceasefire and cessation of hostility for a moment, it provides an opportunity for these two interventions to meet, to find out what were the weaknesses, what were the strengths of both, and to learn from each other so that the lessons that can be derived from the SADC intervention and Eastern African Community's intervention can actually chart a way forward.